why does there seem to be so much about tumtums and androgynouses? I don't even know how to say them in English. In the Mishnah, Gemara, and Halacha, when they seem so uncommon, I've never seen or even heard of anyone having those problems. Yaakov Coleman from Baltimore.
Although you are right that the incidence of tumtum and androgynous, these are people who have hermaphrodites, is an androgynous person who has evidence of both sexual characteristics, and a tumtum is somebody who has ambiguous sexual characteristics, not sure if he's a male or a female, even though the incidence is rare, but it does happen, and the Torah deals with every situation. In addition, the Gemara speaks about many situations that are extremely, extremely rare. If not, will never happen in actual life, but the principles of law and the basis for those questions and the implications they have for cases that do come up, for instance, these cases of androgynous and tumtum, of people who have questionable, whether they are questionably required to do certain mitzvahs, if they can be motzi and fulfill the mitzvah for the sake of other people, has its source in these ideas of tumtum and androgynous, and the laws we learn out and apply to very cases that are very common. Are the reason, some of the reason why these cases of tumtum and androgynous are discussed at length.